Now, though, let's cross to somewhere in the modern-day Balkans. It could be Serbia. It could be Bosnia. There are demonstrators on the streets in a city called Korioles demanding bread and liberty. And one of their leaders, a shaven, tattooed man, is sharpening a knife while watching news footage.
I tell you, friends, most charitable care have the patricians of you. For your wants, your suffering and this dearth, you may as well strike at the heavens with your staves as lift them against the Roman state.
On screen, a senator, Menenius, played by the wily Brian Cox, appears trying to calm the rioters and deflect them from blaming the people who are withholding democracy. Caius Marcus, from one of Rome's great military families, is sent in to help quell the rebellion. He fights the rebel leader, Tullius Ulfius, played by Gerard Butler. And this fight with knife and sword is quite gripping on-screen combat at close quarters. Caius Marcius wins. He's given a hero's welcome. He's named Coriolanus after the town he crushed. And a group of senators draft him to serve as a consul, capitalising on his status as hero. But consuls actually need popular support, and Coriolanus' arrogance and contempt for the public are his downfall. Exiled, he begins to plot his revenge. There are so many great insights and observations in Coriolanus that anyone watching news footage today, watching the wars and uprisings on television, will recognise what's happening in this film. Desperate, crazy, brave people organising and taking to the streets, demanding not just food and jobs, but freedom. Brutal repression of these dissenters, the arrogance of a class, a ruling party, of ruling families believing they're born to rule, new conflicting nationalisms, a military caste proud of its tradition, prepared to do the most brutal things in service of the state. And behind all this, the politicians, the deal makers, sniffing the wind, changing their stories, plotting their own survival and that of their party. Ralph Fiennes has set this Coriolanus, his first film as director, by the way, somewhere unidentified, but clearly in the contemporary Balkans. But it could be Egypt, it could be Libya, it could be Syria, it could be Iraq, it could be East Timor or West Papua. This is a passionate and extremely intelligent adaptation, trimmed but never bowdlerised nor sensationalised. It would have been easy to go overboard with on-screen guts and gore. The viciousness of urban combat, the terror and the desperation of it, and the courage are all there on screen in this film, but they're never overplayed. And rarely in recent years has Shakespearean English been given to us with such urgency. As Coriolanus finds himself as impressive, a proud man raised by his mother for one purpose, glory in a fight. Even more so, he's impressive as he's cast out, a wanted man, hiding and seeking revenge, even prepared to ally with former enemies. I couldn't look at these scenes without thinking, for example, of Radovan Karadzic in hiding, or Milosevic, or Gaddafi, or even Hussein, dirty, bearded, unkempt, pulled from his earthen hole. The wiliness, the self-justification, the humiliation. Fiennes, as a director, keeps the pace in this splendid adaptation, but he surrounded himself with equally good actors. Two performances stand out, Vanessa Redgrave as Caius Marcus' mother Volumna, prouder and even more ruthless than the son she's raised to be a warrior. And Brian Cox, whom we're currently seeing as the patriarch in our television drama The Straits, is perfect as the senator, Menenius. Finally, though, it is those deal makers, the politicians, the bureaucrats who send in the best and the worst to die. Which is why, finally, this is such a sad and satisfying and very relevant film. It's rated M.